Do you read your horoscopes in the papers of a morning, or do you look them up on a website? Do you believe them? Do you trust the guidance that they give you? I'll admit that I read them every day, but I'm a skeptic. I'm not a person that has a lot of faith in what I read in the horoscopes. And one of the reasons is that I'll give you an example. This is my horoscope for Aquarius. And by the way, my birthday is the 7th of February, and I accept gifts of single malt scotch and Cuban cigars, but just put that in your diary. This morning in today's Coffs Coast Advocate, my horoscope says this: you can gain a lot more emotional support on the home front just now. Because you've been a little more generous with your love, you're likely to receive not only the affection, but the answers and help you need from people around you. It's a great time to beautify your home and make any necessary repairs or improvements. You'll also have support on that count as well. So now, funnily enough, that actually means something to me. And it's fairly straightforward, it's fairly specific, and most of the things in that horoscope, I can actually point to events in my life at the moment and say, okay, yeah, well, I can sort of interpret that into something that might be real. But then comes Jonathan Kaner from this morning's Daily Telegraph, who says, "They say out of sight is out of mind. They also say what you can't see can't hurt you. They've got another saying too, ignorance is bliss. Those sayings all seem to be saying the same thing. Should we trust them? Not unless we want to be misled. This week there are facts you need to face, issues you must get to grips with, realities you must accept, understand and adjust to. There is only one old saying that you need to keep in mind: while the sun forms an uneasy alignment to your ruler, knowledge is power." That means absolutely nothing to me. Well, hopefully, my next guest can try and clear these misconceptions up for me and give us an understanding of how astrology actually works. She's an astrologer and a clairvoyant. Her name's Solara Davis, and she joins us now. Solara, good afternoon.
Oh, hello, Stephen.
Can you understand why I'm confused when you read those two horoscopes?
Yes, I can, yes. The first one, as you said, is quite practical, and the other one is very illusionary.
In your experience, give us a background. How did you first become to be involved in astrology?
Oh, just out of an interest in my spiritual path, my spiritual growth.
And when you do you obviously do readings for people. You were going to, do you write a general horoscope that applies across the board to various star signs?
I don't, no. I have done in the past, but and how you do it is as I look at what the planets would be impacting on that sign. But the trouble is, it's quite general.
Yeah, okay.
Well, when I'm dealing with a client face-to-face, I've got their birth date. I can tell them exactly what planets that are moving now are impacting on their chart, which was set at their birth date.
Well, just explain to us how that works. What is astrology?
Oh, it's just a study of the movement of the stars in the sky, right, and the planets, and how they impact on us as humans.
Okay. In general terms, how do they impact on us?
Oh, well, they come in at various times in our life to bring in change. And with people, it's also with the world in general.
Sure.
Yeah,
and like you said, when you do a reading with a personal client and you've got them in front of you, how important is that personal interaction, or is it simply based on their birth date and what the planets are doing?
When I'm doing astrology, it's their birth date and what the planets are doing.
So when we hear astrologers on the radio, for instance, and people ring up and ask for a reading, can they be reliable given that there isn't that face-to-face interaction?
If they've got the birth chart, yes, of course they are, yeah.
Right, so if I was to give you my birth date now, what information could you give me?
Well, we don't have time because I would have to look up your chart.
Okay. Right, so it's not that, it's so when we do hear something on the radio like that, these people have generally done a bit of research before they give a reading?
Yes, yeah. Like, you know, even some of the phone lines will say, and give us your birth date. So they've got astrologers there on computers, and they see it straight away and they know what influences are.
So if we take those two examples that I just read out before, why do certain astrologers give the first type, the more specific, practical type of reading, and others give the second type? Can we assume that the one that's given me this fairly specific is actually more credible than the one that's a bit airy-fairy and doesn't really mean anything?
Oh, I'd say the first person is a practical person, probably a Virgo, someone, or Taurus, very earthed and grounded. And the other person is just more probably creative, artistic, particularly with words. And I mean, he knew all those sayings.
Yeah,
I wasn't
enough.
Even sure what a lot of those sayings meant.
Not me either, and that's why I don't know what they mean for me. well, I know what ignorance is bliss is, but and you know, like I've been the first to admit I'm largely ignorant as to how astrology works.
Mm.
When we read general characteristics of particular star signs, like I'm an Aquarius, and that's supposed to mean a whole raft of things. How accurate is that across the board? I mean, how similar are people born at the same time in the year?
Well, that's you're being Aquarius. That's your sun sign, so it's still a little bit general because you've got all these other planets. You know, you've got 9 to 11 other planets all interacting,
okay,
which make you an individual.
Ah, righto. So,
you know?
Being
so you're not the same as all the other Aquarians you meet.
Okay.
Yeah.
What sort of characteristics, what kind of general characteristics should I as an Aquarian have?
Well, you Aquarius, as an Aquarian, you should be quite idealistic about life and society and how society should operate, open to new thoughts and ideas. Often Aquarius likes to work with a group. Group-mindedness. You should, you know, there should be some kind of love of the water.
Okay. Well, that's actually, I've got to say, I'm surprised because I reckon I can relate to all of those things, which is interesting.
Yes.
And
Aquarians also should be a bit unusual in some weird manner.
Oh, yeah, most people would say that about me. but then again, I'd say that about most people. So, so Lara, you're also a clairvoyant. How do those two things cross over?
Well, when I'm reading for someone, clairvoyantly I can see a lot of things around them and like how their mindset and their thinking, and well, the astrology is just kind of the basis, and then I use my clairvoyance after that to see what's happening around them and in the future.
And how does that work? Do you need like personal contact with a person? Do you have to touch them? Do you have to see them? Is it the sound of their voice? How does the clairvoyance actually work?
Oh, well, yes, it's best. I like to see the person, but I can also work on a name, a birth date, things like that.
Okay.
Well, yes.
What can you tell about me?
About you.
Yeah. And I'm not going to hold you to it, don't worry.
Well, what do you want to know about you?
Well, I tell you what, something that does intrigue me a little bit is compatibility of star signs. Now, I've got a friend at the moment that I'm trying to convince that we should be more than just friends. And apparently our star signs are not compatible. She's a Capricorn, I'm an Aquarian, and apparently that means disaster.
Well, they are very different. Capricorn and Aquarius, because Capricorn's very practical and pragmatic, and well, they're very hard working as well. Whilst Aquarius is a lot more open minded and free and happy, I guess.
Okay.
But because you're an Aquarius, you should actually in your astrology, you'd probably have one or two planets in Capricorn, because it's very close to you guys are very close in the zodiac.
Okay, well, they're fair enough. All right.
So if you wanted to appeal to this person, you've got to be a bit more practical and...
Right, so I should look at those planets that we share.
Yes, that's right.
Without visiting them, of course.
That's right. Costs too much.
So when it comes down to... I was doing a little bit of reading on this morning, and Aquarians apparently are very well suited to either other Aquarians, Librans or Geminis.
Yes.
Why is that?
Well, other Aquarians, because you're both unusual and, you know, seeking different things and needing a lot of adventure. Geminis, because Gemini also operates... See, Aquarius, a lot of your gifts are around your mind, and your thinking is very, out there, unlimited. And so is Gemini. Geminis just love to think and talk about things, talk them through, and Libras will put up with anyone.
So that's what I should be looking for. I should be looking for a nice Libra girl, because she'll put up with anything.
Yes, because they're very mutable and calm and collected and, yes.
Well, as an Aquarian, am I suited to being a radio announcer?
Yes, you are, because it's a it's usually you're dealing with the community.
Okay.
And Aquarius needs to kind of serve the community in some manner.
So I was either going to do this or be a politician, you reckon?
Yes. Why not? This is a bit easier, I think.
Well, see, maybe. So, Lara, it's been fascinating. And like I said, I am a bit of a skeptic, but I'm skeptical about most things, and I don't know if that's...
But you'd have to be open-minded.
Well, yeah, I am, and that's I guess that's why we're talking this afternoon. So, well, okay, well, maybe I should give you a call and get a more specific reading at some stage. But,
yeah, you should.
Yeah, okay. So, based on this chat, is there anything that pops into your mind clairvoyant-wise that I should be aware of?
Oh, no, nothing in particular, no.
Okay, I'll take that as a good sign then. No, no news is good news.
Take care of your health.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to do that at the moment. That is very good advice.
Exercise around water, in water or around water, will make you feel happier.
Okay, well, you know what? It's funny you mention that, because I normally go walking on the beach at least 3 times a week, and I haven't done it in about 4 weeks.
No, do it. It calms you down. It'll balance you.
Okay, done. This afternoon, yeah. I'm going for a walk on the beach.
Good.
Solara Davis, thanks very much for your time this afternoon.
You're welcome, Stephen.
Solara Davis is an astrologer and clairvoyant. Well, there you go. I hope you've got a better idea of how the Zodiac actually works now. I've decided I'm going to stick with the horoscopes in The Advocate as opposed to the ones in The Telegraph from now on, because they make more sense to me. 66519639 is the number if you want to have your say. Tell me about your horoscopes and your astrology experiences. Has anything that's been predicted for you, or have your horoscopes ever pointed to something that's actually happened?